Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. I think you want to know a dirty little secret about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. Sarah, Vinny, Bryn, and Nikki. Hello, we're here. Oh, Nikki conveniently gets up and runs out of the room. She's talking about joining a dating app when she's got beefcake all wrapped around her finger.
Well,
where the hell's she go?
She does stuff over there.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, we're doing the secret show now. There she is. That's right. Get your headphones on, girl. Girl, get your headphones on.
Tell us. Is that how the song goes?
No. What do you mean you're going to join a dating app when you got beefcake waiting in the wings here?
Yeah. I just meant it as like a joke, like just for research. That was it. Because if they meant you have to have a cool Instagram, I just wanted to see if my Instagram can make it. That was really it.
Oh, so yours? Well. This is Raya. This is the
I did look into it, and I'm not doing that shit. I'm not paying for that. Fuck that.
Oh, you have to pay for it. What is it?
Well, they're so like picky. Like, Jesus Christ. It says that an applicant status can change from waitlisted to accepted at any time. Once accepted, members have the option to purchase a 1, 6, or 12-month auto-renewing membership. Hell no. So it's not free. It's not a free thing.
Well,
you can get on the waitlist for free.
Yeah, but you're just sitting there. You can't do anything. Yeah, you can't do anything. So I'm not doing that shit. I just wanted to see if I could make it. And that was it.
The way I see it, you're not, beefcake doesn't have any grip on you. You can do whatever you want until you both decide that you don't do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Have you decided?
No, it's way too soon for that.
Is it? It's been like 3 weeks. I mean, what's stopping you?
Well, we're still getting to know each other.
Have you seen each other another time?
Yeah, we've had a second date.
Oh, really? When did that happen?
Over the weekend.
Oh.
Vinny just lays back like, okay, yep. Here we go.
Settle in, everyone.
Mm-hmm. It was nice. We did wine tasting, so it was fun.
So he came to you?
Yeah.
And then you guys left from your house?
Yeah.
Did he meet your parents?
No. That
Why not?
That is way too soon. And Why my didn't experience
he,
with that.
But he picked you up at the house.
No, I drove.
So you picked him up like in a parking lot near your house?
Well, yeah, but also there was a lot of like construction and stuff going on my street that there was no parking.
Oh,
there was absolutely no
how
parking.
How convenient.
Yeah.
Are your parents all excited for you? Are they? Or
I don't know.
You
I haven't told them anything.
Yeah, you don't go to your parents.
They totally listen to this show. They get
no,
all their information
don't.
About you.
No. You don't tell your parents anything. Did you tell your parents
sure
everything?
I told my mom and dad a lot because I didn't, you know. I guess you're right. I didn't tell them that much. And my kids never tell me anything either, so I guess I should accept that. Of course, my parents weren't doing a secret show.
That's true.
You know, or my kids aren't doing a secret show I can go tune into.
Yeah, no, my parents don't listen to this, though. I know that for a fact.
Why not? Because it's too dirty?
Yeah.
Is that
oh,
true?
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's that. I think it's like there's just some things you just don't want to know about your kid. Just like I don't want to know certain things about them. Like, ugh.
Mm-hmm. Ugh is right.
I don't even like when they hug. I'm like, oh God.
Oh geez. Oh, really? Come on.
No, that was a joke.
Are they a good couple? Do you think they're a good couple? Like, do you have, you know, what do they call that? Couple goals or?
Oh yeah, a couple. Is that something?
Like, are they goofy
a
together?
Power couple.
Yeah, yeah. They compliment each other really well because my mom, you know, is kind of like a hothead, and my dad's just calm and.
Oh,
basically,
sounds
whatever
like my house
is, whatever my mom wants done to the house, my dad does it. Kind of
yeah.
like you.
Oh, so. This is great! Right? I'm telling you, we're all the same age. Like, we should totally hang out. He's like, you've got a Winchester Mystery House over there.
Yeah.
I am totally down with that.
Yeah, they're like doing some other things, and yeah,
and they got that RV too.
Oh yeah! Oh, if we had an RV, we could all go camping
Ooh.
Together.
My uncle stayed there because he escaped the Tahoe fire.
Oh, yeah.
So he stayed with us and he ripped the thermostat off the wall.
How did he do that?
It was beeping and I guess it dies at a certain point, and it was beeping at like 2 o'clock in the morning. Instead of waking somebody up or turning it off, he couldn't see what he was doing and he just tugged too hard. So he ripped it off the wall. So my dad's currently fixing that.
Yeah, your dad's handy.
Yeah, you know, he just gave him something to fix. That's not.
Yeah. So and he's doing other things in preparation for my sister's wedding. We're having the rehearsal dinner. So
when is this wedding?
Next month. There's a lot of events happening next month. I'm pretty booked.
Wow.
Oh. Hey. Oh. Yo. Oh.
No, he's not my plus one.
Oh.
I didn't get a plus one. So.
Well, you'll get a plus one.
They give
one
you
if
a
you
plus
want
one.
One.
Yeah.
No, my sister already paid for everybody. So, like, you know, the head count.
Oh yeah. God! It's your sister's
Someone's
wedding.
Gonna
you
cancel.
Yeah,
you,
are you
this
kidding?
Bullshit.
You don't think you can bring
bullshit.
A date if you want? That's
you
ridiculous.
You can bring a date.
You know, Nicole, mm-hmm. you have to choose your lies carefully.
That's yeah. not a lie. That's the truth.
Total BS.
I don't know. I've never had a plus one to a wedding, so I honestly don't know how that works. And I've been to a lot
you
of
say,
weddings.
Hey, sister, I got this boyfriend now, so I'm bringing.
Oh my
him.
God, we haven't even had that talk. So.
And every single one of them will say. Yes, absolutely. In fact, Dad, you just lost your seat because Beefcake's coming to this event and we're all going to meet her new boyfriend.
Actually, no, I think Hooman was supposed to be my plus one. And I asked my sister and she goes, really?
Hooman is great at weddings. He would make sure that you got all the best photos and then he'd leave. It'd be great.
And then
all
he'll
right.
leave.
Rewind. Oh, go back God. To this past weekend.
Okay.
You pick them up in some parking lot near your house.
Yeah.
Is that what you did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right.
Well, there was nowhere else to go. Like, literally, there was nowhere else to go for parking at my house.
So you said, go to the Stop and Shop down the street, park there, and sit on top of your car, and I'll come get you.
Yeah,
so you
essentially.
Go, you go pick them up. What time is this?
Like 11:30.
Ooh, all day date. All right.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's happened. The thing about wine tasting. It does take forever because it's you have to get up there, and then the wine tasting is usually 90 minutes. And if you go to one or more places, and then the drive back. So,
oh, this is like a Hooman date. Vinny has his hand up.
Oh, God.
I have a question. Day. Okay, forget about the fact that I'm a total drunk. I'm not trying to ask this question as if I want to do this, but the question is wine tasting a good date? Like, you get to talk, you have some drinks, or is it like... Like a movie can be fun, but it's also you can't talk.
Well, that's
so
what
it can
right.
be
for a movie.
It can
you
be
go
a
out to
weird
dinner
first
after
date,
or something, you know, because you can't talk during a movie. So you go out to dinner. No, wine tasting was fine. I thought it was good, and we talked about the wines and then talked about each other. So you're sitting there and it's just you two. There's nobody else. So you have to talk to each other.
All right.
Except for the wine host that comes and tells you about the wine and is like very into it. That, I don't really care. So just pour it up and we're good to go.
I'm writing my alert that I send to people for this show.
Oh, God.
Because I schedule it. And it's one word. Beefcake!
Please don't.
So you guys test a bunch of wine and you're both feeling fine at this point, right? It's an hour of tasting, or what'd you say, 2 hours?
Usually 60 or 90 minutes is how long
okay.
it was.
How many did you do?
We just did two.
And who drove?
Me.
So you just, he gets in the car. Is he fiddling with the radio? Like, what happens? What's the first thing that you guys say to each other? Do you kiss? Mwah? Hi, nice to see you?
No.
Oh.
You don't?
No.
Oh. Does he reach over and grab your hand?
No.
What?
No. All right. So now we've arrived at the first place, and it was a beautiful day, right?
Yes.
So this was Sunday?
Saturday.
Saturday was kind of rainy.
Yeah, it rained.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. While you guys were out there, or?
Yeah, we were sitting at the table, and it was raining.
Oh.
Just it was misting outside. Or like raining?
It was like a mist.
You could deal.
So were you
did your
wet?
Hair get all curly? And
mm-hmm. A little bit, but not too bad.
Yeah.
Do you do the jacket thing?
We didn't bring jackets, actually.
Oh. You figured it'd be nice up there?
Yeah, I did.
Was it sunny in Benicia?
Yeah.
Hey, let's go where it's raining.
All right. I was going to save all of this, actually, for V, and I wanted to do, like, a compare. Like, how...
Compare.
What do you mean, compare?
Like,
did she go on a date?
Dude?
I don't know. That's why I think she did reach
you,
out.
You can't get a word in edgewise when she's on the show. We need a full pick
but
apart here.
She wanted details, so I was going to wait for her.
Send her the link to this.
Yeah, she can listen to this, and then we got to listen to her tear apart the guy that tried.
Yeah. There's no way. First of all, okay, wait, hold on. I have a couple questions. But first of all, I think Scott's on tomorrow, so there's no. I can't wait till at least Thursday or Friday to talk to V. Hale about this. Are you telling me that she's dating El Machismo?
Mafia guy?
Yeah, the mafia guy.
No, I'm not saying that, but I think she may have reached out. I don't know, but I'm saying, like,
this is fun.
She texted me asking if I went on a date, and I said, yeah, and then she's like, oh, I want all the details. So then I just was thinking, you know, content-wise, we can do a compare and contrast.
Oh, we'll remember
yeah,
all your
details.
Yeah,
this is fine. We'll do this show and then we'll do that show.
I don't like waiting. I can't wait. I can't know that something happened and not hear about it. All right, so now we're in the car. We've just left the parking lot and he's all, that was weird. I don't get to meet your parents. And you were like, what?
Well, I feel like...
Did he bring it up?
No. Oh. But I feel like that's very common. It's only the second date. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, I'd be alarmed if you tried to introduce me to your parents.
Unless it was just my parents. It was my grandma, my aunt, my cousins, my sister, my nieces. Everybody was over at my house, too. So that was another reason why there was nowhere to park.
Did you take any pictures?
Actually, no. I only took a picture of the sign where they spelled DeJesus as my last name.
What? Oh, they actually put you down as DeJesus?
So that's the funny part.
Okay, tell me.
I made the reservations, and I emailed and then I saying what I wanted. They emailed me back saying, give us a call for confirmation and your credit card info. So I give them a call, give Lindsay at VJB a call back. A call
Lindsay.
Back.
And
what's VJB?
That's just the name of the winery.
That's not an acronym for something. You didn't just shorten something.
You didn't go to Ernst Gallo and.
I never heard of that.
You never heard of Gallo wine?
No.
Sarah.
Yeah, I've heard of Gallo.
I've never heard of it.
It's like grocery store wine. Come on.
I thought that was Coppola.
No, there's a Coppola too, but the Gallo's like, you used to buy it by like, it came in big jugs.
Yeah.
I think there is a Gallo winery up there.
There's got to be.
Probably.
Absolutely. All right.
So anyway, you are... So conversing anyways, with someone, does I'm she know calling, you from the show and she so, puts an extra S on there because she knows it's you,
so
DeJesus?
Give her my information and then she says she'll email me a confirmation, and literally the minute I hung up the phone she emails me and the subject line is quick question, and I went, okay, she probably forgot a credit card number or whatever, and she goes, is this Nicole or DeJesus from Sarah and Vinny? I'm a huge fan. I was like,
boom.
I was like, fuck.
Oh, no, not fuck. Not fuck. I'm telling you, this is great. This gives you gives you special treatment and like kind of, you know, like, hey, I am someone, you know, to Beefcake. Hey,
our Alice listeners are super cool.
Oh, yes. My God. They're so cool. They always stoke us out. All right. So she spells your name DeJesus.
DeJesus.
Yes.
I swear to you. Not that I go around trying to, you know, make my way through the world by dropping my name, but I certainly, the perks of our gig, I haven't enjoyed them in years because we've been in the house. Like, this is the first time I'm hearing.
That's what Brink keeps on telling me. He's like, you have no idea what it's like because we've been locked up.
Yeah. She joined when we were locked up.
Yeah, I
got recognized at Bottle Rock, and the lady was super nice, but she just said, "DeJesus, I'm a fan," and then she just walked away, and I was like, "Oh,
that's sweet. Okay. That's nice too."
So that was nice, and that's pretty much it. So,
the extent of it, yeah. Well, that's
but
all right. Good to know. So someone up there loves you. That's great.
Yeah, and then a lot of people have been reaching out since they found. Oh, I work at the A's. A lot of them are like, I knew that was you. And I was like, oh, geez.
You know, someone was saying that you shouldn't talk about dating players. Like, not even joke. Like, I know you weren't really, but not even joking about it.
That was me saying that. You should definitely date some players.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Don't tell her that. She has to deny that because the A's don't want to hear that she's there to date the players.
Yeah. It's not
like we want her to keep that gig.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, they can't fire her because her idiot coworker said so. She's not doing anything.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to find me a rich guy. So don't say that out loud, even though we all know that that's what you're doing.
That's not.
All right. So back to your date. So you're saying you show up someplace and they know it's you and they special treatment did you?
No, they didn't. They just put my name on a table. Oh, and I just liked how it looked.
DeJesus.
Yeah. That was it.
And did he go, is that how you spell your name? I thought it was DeJesu.
Yeah. Yeah, we had that conversation.
And you were like, I'm famous.
Okay. Sorry. Kind of a big deal. Just kidding. No, I didn't do that. Yeah, but that was a topic, but that happens all the time. So
did you... Hey, parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
How's the conversation? Did you run out of stuff to say, or you guys are it's easy?
I think it's easy. Yeah, it flows, and we were mainly talking about the because we're watching all these murder mystery shows, the Gabby case.
But then
also getting to know each other. But the whole because I felt like every time we checked the news, there was always a new story out.
Yeah.
As we were driving to the next spot, as we're done with our this wine tasting,
TMZ it was something gives you some alert.
Yeah, it was something new
right?
all the time. So we just kept, you know, trying to piece it together ourselves. I don't know why we're so fascinated by that.
But, well, and that's actually a good topic to talk about.
Murdering you know, you
can
each
kind
other?
Of, yeah, you can kind of find out what his feelings on murdering his girlfriend are, that kind of thing. Tell me something fascinating you found out about him specifically.
Probably that he's just been all over the world, it seems like.
Oh.
That's really cool.
Well-traveled.
Yeah, because I've only been to Mexico.
Where's he been?
Why is he so well-traveled? Like family trips or what?
Yeah, yeah. France, Kenya, China, Germany.
Oh, that's pretty well-traveled.
Yeah. I've been to New York. That's what I said. In Mexico. There we go.
Well, you know, you hook up with this guy. Maybe you go on a couple exciting adventures, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, maybe.
Love an exciting adventure.
Yeah.
All right. So now we're, have we caught a buzz at this point? Or are you trying not to because you're driving?
Yeah. Yeah. And then we went to the second place.
Are you
place.
Sipping and spitting?
No, you don't do that. That's a waste.
People do that. I've heard about that.
Well, they have your spit buckets, but that's such a waste. Unless I really don't like it, but I will power through.
Just tell me you're spitting because we're, you know, you're driving.
Okay, yes, I was spitting.
Broadcasting right now. Okay,
I was spitting.
So now you guys are at the second place
where my friend crashed.
Your friend crashed?
Yeah, my really good friend from my old job.
She crashed your date?
She didn't know I was there, and I saw her walk in, and she saw me, and his back is towards the door, and I can see the door, and my face just drops. I'm like, oh my God. He's like, what? And then my friend, she's from Australia, so she has this accent. She goes, hey, are you on the radio or something in her accent? And I was like, because she knows, like she...
So she's...
She knows what? Being, that you work
she
here?
Knows she's on the radio.
Yeah, oh. She's just being a jerk, and I was, and then she sits down, and she was... Really
she chatting
time.
Him up or what?
Yeah, yeah. If she
so you had to
fine.
Hang with her, huh? Was
yeah,
she alone?
She left her husband on the patio.
Oh.
So that was fun. And then we went to a restaurant after to like, you know, sober up and eat. And then she's behind.
Sober up and eat? Oh, yeah. Really? No wine with dinner? You lying liar. Good for you, though.
Yeah, and then she bought us drinks. Because she sat behind us at the bar.
Oh, you're kidding me. So she followed you to the restaurant you went to? She yeah. totally crashed your date.
It was
Beefcake
fine.
Like, can we ditch this chick or what? Where'd you eat?
The Swiss Hotel.
Oh, how's that?
It was good. We had
the meatballs ding, ding. Or what?
I forget what we
split. Oh, that's Sweden, isn't it? I have them all mixed up.
It was some pasta we split and garlic bread.
Oh, you split bread. Oh, you split something? Oh,
yeah.
That's so romantic. Okay. And were you guys all garlicky afterward, both together? All garlicky?
I think so.
Good.
Yeah. Hot.
I don't see the clock, Bryn, but we probably got to move forward to the better parts of this day.
I know, this is very torturous.
Yeah.
That was it, the end.
No, that's not it. That's not the end. All right, so okay. Now you're driving back, and is it dark out?
Yeah, I didn't get home till 8:30 or 9 o'clock.
Oh. Boy, that's a long day together.
I think it's less than 10 minutes, Bryn.
At what point in the date did he start holding your hand?
After the first winery, but mm-hmm. we didn't hold hands. He just put his arm around my shoulder. I don't like holding hands because I have very sweaty palms and did not
discuss that to him.
Oh, no, you're a sweaty
yes,
Betty.
I've always have been my entire life, hands. And all my friends make fun of me, my family, so... I'm fine.
So he scooped you up. He gave you a little, yeah. Like she's with me.
Yeah.
So do
yeah.
you tell feel? Him that? Is that what you say?
No,
listen,
I never said that. But
I got sweaty palms. Don't touch my hands.
It was when they were kissing the first time. She put her hand on his face and it kind of stuck there and she had to go and pull it off. And he's like, oh, I guess
it was like you were there, Sarah.
Yeah. That's good, huh? So this is going
my
well.
My brother-in-law has sweaty hands, and he will walk up to when you see him. He will say, "Don't shake my hands. I have sweaty hands." And you just
I'm
go.
Just so tempted to say that, but I feel like that's so rude. I don't know because
well, you're telling him now. He's clearly listening.
No, not
to, this
to
show.
Him. Just in general. That's oh. why when COVID happened and everybody's like the handshake's out, I was like, "Fuck yeah, it's out." So it's yeah. just elbow,
like,
just elbow, fist bump.
Yeah, but now people are still shaking hands. I'm like, damn it, I thought.
Well, you should say, I'm sorry, but my hands are disgusting. You do not want to shake this. It's bogus.
Well, they smell like pumpkin spice right now, but.
Maybe you're using too much moisturizer and it's like trapping all the sweat in.
I've had this since I was like 12, before I knew what that was.
So.
I heard if you get you can get Botox and
Yeah.
I've and that would help.
Yeah, on your feet too.
Oh, really?
You have sweaty feet.
Yeah. I have sweaty feet. I think that's why I hate feet.
Yeah, your feet are stinky.
Did you guys fuck or what? What's going on here?
Yeah, you guys, I mean, we really caught up in some stuff that I'm sure our listeners are like, but where's the fast food?
Okay,
did you guys make out or what?
Yeah,
what? Tell us what happened at the end.
It was a kiss goodbye, and then he had to drive all the way to Cupertino.
All right, let's talk about this kiss.
Oh, he's a South Bay guy.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a long way.
Oh, no.
Well, you'll have to move to the city together. So what are your thoughts at this point? Is this like, is he boyfriend material? Do you really like him or is this just like fun?
I like him. I don't know. I don't have the question for boyfriend yet because we're still trying to, we're just dating.
Have
right
you
now.
Gotten yourself thinking about him?
Well, yeah, we still text every day.
No, I mean, have you gotten yourself thinking about him?
Oh, no. I don't think about
really?
That. No.
You don't think about somebody in particular, like
no.
envision something happening?
Like the spoon guy, whatever his name is.
Oh, well, that's different because that's fictional. That's never going to happen. So, but no.
You don't imagine someone when you're getting yourself?
No, not anybody I know. Huh. I think it's just been such a long time since I've also been in a relationship as well. That's why I'm just like.
What do you imagine?
The spoon guy, like the actor.
Yeah.
That scene in particular.
Do you see him erect and like Radio plowing man. You or like what do you, oh, you know, God, what do you imagine?
So intense.
It's intense. I totally picture people fucking.
I know. I just didn't think I was going to spill all that out. Yeah. I mean, I am attracted to him. So, and
he looks kind of like the Duke.
A little bit. I didn't think about that actually.
Got that look.
Yeah. But you imagine yourself with Reggae John Page when you're getting yourself.
Nice like, pull, Vinny.
You're like, I'm going to grab his cock and do what I want with it. Pull it or put your mouth around it. That's what you think about.
No, I'm going to tell you something right now. We don't imagine giving blowjobs when we're getting ourselves. No. Ben, that is not.
What girl
that's
thinks of that?
Don't deny,
Sarah.
We're
what not, girl thinks of that?
Nobody.
All
girl.
All the girls.
No.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
Maybe V. Maybe V.
Yeah, probably V.
She's the exception to the rule.
Yeah. She's like, oh, yeah, I picture gobbling someone's asshole while I'm getting myself. Oh, nothing gets me hotter than that. Ugh.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, so there it is, the end of the night. You're in the car in the parking lot, and then what happens?
That
so
was it.
He just grabs you to him, or you grab him, or what happens?
That was it.
Did he get to second base? And
no.
For us, that's feeling your boobs?
No.
No?
No. That was it. That was literally it. It was a great time. And then that was it. And we'll see each other.
Have you talked since then?
Yeah, we still talk.
Did you say this was Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
So you just like later. So he dropped it at like 8:30, 9 o'clock at night on a Saturday? You guys don't go do something else?
Go crazy?
Well,
go
it's
crazy.
It was an
like,
all day
get a hotel.
Thing.
Yeah, I guess. All right.
And then my niece is waiting for me too.
Oh.
Sleepover.
Oh my God. It must have been what a joy to be on a nice date all day and then come home and your whole fucking house is full of grandparents and aunts and nieces
like,
and shit.
Yikes.
You're coming down off your buzz like, oh great. This is you're all garlic breathed.
Yeah.
From your split
good
spaghetti.
Good for you, though, that you're handling that well. I would have not been able to deal. I moved out young and just needed privacy.
Mm.
And I would have not been stoked
a place to
get
to
home.
Bone people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So good for you that you're good with it all.
I miss living by myself. I really do. But that day will come.
You lived alone or you had roommates?
I had roommates, but I had my own like room and everything. So
what, was it in a dorm?
No, it was an apartment.
Mm. Nice.
Yeah.
And so. You were about to get an apartment right when all this happened.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, everything went up and.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good luck with that. So.
Which is kind of surprising because it seems like things are like the prices to buy something in San Francisco have actually like leveled out and come down. Like I'm surprised because I'm on some list for condos. And
wait, you are
what?
I'm on a list for everything, you guys. I search for. I'm always looking for real estate. I told you about that place I looked at right across from the ballpark. Fuck, that place was sweet. That would have been awesome.
So you sold
for
it already?
What? No, I didn't. I didn't get it. And I think that one was like 1.5, and those are down to like more like 1.1, 1.2
Oh. Now
in that same building. I was like, whoa, pennies. I'm glad I didn't buy them back then. Well, not pennies, but you know.
Yeah, I know.
Not 1.5. But I guess rents are probably going up because landlords are like, Jesus, I'm dying over here.
Yeah, there's like just your most simple apartment's like $4,000. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Jesus.
It's hard to know what's going on out there with so many people who took the time. They just didn't go back to work. They're like, I'm getting paid. I knew more than one person that was like, I'm not going back to work while I'm getting free money. Mm. But they also were on that, what was that rent?
Control.
Oh, no, there was like a leniency thing where.
Right. And that ended. So a bunch of people who'd been sitting through the pandemic and not even worrying about it because they had money coming in and they knew their landlord couldn't throw them out suddenly are scrambling.
That's what it was. It was like an eviction reprieve or something.
Yeah, something like that.
There was a name for it, though. Yeah.
But all these landlords are like, somebody's got to pay this mortgage. Hello.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, what
and
the
it
hell?
Turns out it's me every month, so I need to not have free rooms available.
I have friends that are in lawsuits right now just because of tenants that are like, nah, dude, they said we didn't have to pay, and then they kept on going, and they're like, you know, it's a pandemic. They're using that as a total excuse.
Yep, yep, absolutely. So anyway, that is a problem. I don't know what to make of how that's going to play out, but it's not, it can't be good.
Bad time to be a landlord right
now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or was. Maybe it's better now that the reprieve has been lifted. I'm sure that there's plenty of people going, I still have to live somewhere.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Well, it sucks. So.
Hooman had 400 square feet for like $1,300 with parking. Like that was, and that, which was still like, it sounded like, I'm like, whoa, that's, you know, considering the other rents. But that, I mean, like for a person who's coming up and doesn't have their mom paying for their stuff, like that's a lot of money, that you know, to live in 400 square feet. I mean, we're screwed,
right? For him, you know, he's a unique character in many ways, but for him, he wouldn't put a TV in the house, so he never would sit in the house. So in fact, one of the things that was funny for other employees would always say, Hooman's here at like 10 at night just watching TV.
Yeah.
Really?
He watches cartoons.
Well, there's TVs around. Yeah, he watches stuff all the time.
When I was a board op, he was always there. In and out.
Yeah.
Making moves.
What?
It's his home base. Like the station was his home base.
Mm-hmm. And there's the internet there. Bigger screen.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
He had it all.
That is so weird to me.
You know what, though, Nikki? I mean, think about it. You just rent a shoebox someplace for cheap and hang at the station. Just live at the station. There's a kitchen. There's, like, bathrooms that
you
don't have to clean.
Just Jane here now, so it'd just be me and Jane hanging out.
Yeah, Jane's fun, you know? Just go in there, get some fashion tips and stuff.
She was wearing a really nice top the other day. Kind of wanted to take it.
Was it black?
I bet.
It was black, but it was, it exposed her one shoulder, like, went down. And
oh, yeah. She's yeah. That's she's one of her. She's like actually got one that exposes both shoulders. I'm always like, whoa. She's very, how do you say pale in a kind way?
Pale. Porcelain.
But fair.
Porcelain. Fair. That's it. She's very porcelain. And then with the black top, there's no missing it. You can't.
It actually,
be like,
her skin looks blue sometimes. She's
there
so,
you are. At
she's
work
so and, white. She whoa. Her like veins are showing through.
She's glowing.
She isn't here yet, so don't worry. She usually comes in.
I'm a fan of Jane's.
Oh,
I don't
care. Worry if you're talking shit right now.
We're not going to talk shit about Jane. We know which side of the bread the butter's on, kids.
Yeah, no, I like Jane a lot.
Black hearts all the way across the sky.
I just love her outfits because I look at me and I'm wearing like a sweatshirt and my Vans, and then
she is always put
together. She's always
put
together, and I'm just like, this is nice.
Yeah. No, she's fully hot.
Judging myself.
Goth hot.
Yeah.
All right. And now we have 8 seconds left. Mm-hmm. Seriously.
We didn't do a bad advice.
We didn't. We will not do one tomorrow as well. We will do one tomorrow. We'll make Scott do a bad advice
with us. We totally sold that to everybody and then
we didn't do it. I know. I actually have a couple good new ones too. Bryn, I know.
We can redo it. We can recut it. We don't have to air this one. That's fine.
Oh, no.
Okay. Let's. That's fine. Let's do
all
it
right
today.
Sure.
Yeah, we'll stay.
Start us over.
All right.
Sarah Vinny Secret Show for Tuesday, September 21st, 2021. Just kidding.
Oh.
Oh, the end.